TuneIn Radio app. From elected officials, community leaders, small business owners, school district representatives, and charitable causes, Speak Out is here for you on KNTR Talk. It's time to introduce you to the host of Speak Out. When the sweat hogs were cut in class, Mr. Carter longed for the Horshack laugh. Who did he turn to?
Yo, Paulie!
Astute Speak Out listeners also know that when the disco world looked for a John Travolta body double, there was only one choice.
Yo, Paulie!
No. This world-renowned, white-suited John Travolta look-alike has settled behind the microphone once again for your benefit. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only... He's only mortal, folks. Paul Lavoie.
Welcome to Speak Out, everybody. It is the Real Estate Power Hour. Boom! You got to get your headset on, Chad. It sounds like he has his headset on, but he only had his microphone queued up. So, all right, I think we're good now. My biggest fan in the community is here in the studio, but my other biggest fan, I have co-biggest fans, right?
Well, it seems like you got like a favorite fan every other day. All you got to do is bring you a gift. new best friend.
Yeah. That's different. No, whenever I go anywhere, Chad's the first one to go, hey, this, you know Paul Lavoie, right? He introduces me to everybody. It's like, wow. It's like growing up with my mom again, you know?
Yeah, well, you know,
fantastic.
You're so famous you can't walk the streets in Blythe.
The radio superstar.
and Bobby Lewis is on the phone, of course, from the Lewis team, Remax. I'm sorry, did I get it right?
Yeah, you did. Lewis team.
Remax by the Lake. God, I almost said the wrong one. The Lewis team Remax by the Lake. Bobby's actually in a super secret location in a blue state. He's hiding out because he's in a blue state. Now, if anyone in Colorado knew about your associations with Bill O'Reilly's website, I'm not sure that, you know, you're going to be back in one piece, but we're really happy that you called in, Bobby.
I was hoping to be back today, but I'm in the yin and the yang of my life. Havasu's the right wing bastion, and then this other area, undisclosed location, probably the left wing capital of the world. So.
Right. All right. So anyway, welcome to the show, everybody. We've got some. It's almost. I mean, from what Bobby's saying, I don't know that much. Chad and I kind of want to be kept in the dark as far as the numbers go, but he's telling us drastic changes are coming to the real estate market. So you're going to want to hang on for that. I need to remind people that Diamondbacks are still on their All-Star break, but I was told by the mothership last night that we do have tickets for Sunday's game against the Washington Nationals, and we still have the Friday game to give away when they come back from the All-Star break. That's also against the Nationals, 6:40 first pitch. Sunday is at 1:10. Saturday's game tickets are already gone. Those are that first pitch is at 5:10. So we've got Friday and Sunday. If you want tickets, you need to call in during the break because I'm going to need an email address. And if you have any questions for Bobby or Chad Hansen, founder and CEO of Mojave Mortgage, and if you have any questions for them, 854-KNTR, 928-854-5687. And let's see, your second favorite team, Chad, the Havasu Heat.
Yeah.
They're rapid. You did a first pitch deal with them.
I did. I actually threw out the first pitch at one of the games. It was really cool. And I realized it's been a long time since I'd thrown a baseball.
All right. Oh, you.
I didn't make it. Didn't make it to the plate.
So you skipped it.
Yeah, I skipped it.
All right. So the Heat play in Vegas on Thursday and a doubleheader in Havasu on Saturday to wrap up the season. That's over at John Michael Wade Field on the campus of Lake Havasu High School. So there. And then I got to mention, because you do mortgages for Needles residents.
We do.
And there's a great food giveaway in Needles this Friday at 8:00 in the morning. It lasts until noon or till they run out, and it's provided by Tri-State Community Healthcare, who's giving back to the community. If you have any questions, 559-772-5481. I mean, who doesn't like free food, right? especially right now.
Taliban.
Oh man, I don't even know where to go with that, Bobby.
If you don't like bacon and free food, you're Taliban.
Oh, okay, perfect. So, okay, Bobby, lay it on us, man. We're like sitting here with bated breath. What is going on with the market? And where do you want to start? With what numbers?
Yeah, it's hard to. For the last hour, thinking how to start with the numbers because they all correlate depending on how you look at it. I'm going to start with closed in June. So we have a single family home that sold in June. We're 114. And, you know, I normally say, I've been saying this for years, our typical is 100 to 200 a month is what we sell. During COVID, we were getting over 200 the last couple years. But we dropped the year over year, June in 2021, 158 sold, and it went down to 114 in June of 2022. That's a 27.8% drop in the number of sales. And I think that really relates to what Chad's part of the business. Interest rates have gone up. Chad will talk a lot about that, I'm sure, although I think they've come back some now. But it's flushed out some of the buyers or spooked people a little bit, so our sales numbers have come down. Condos also came down. We had 28 in June of 2021, and it was 21 in June of 2022. That's 25% down. The one silver lining, if you want to call it, in sales, in the number of sales, on the million-dollar-plus homes, we actually sold 11 in June of this year, and that is up from 7 in June of 2021. That's a 36% increase year over year. I mean, it's a smaller pool of numbers, so the percentage doesn't matter much, but there's still 11 closings over $1 million.
This year, 2022, was 11?
11 closings.
What was it, 2021?
So, yeah, that's a big number. I mean, and when you look at it, you really think about, drill that down, 114 sold overall in June, single family, 11 of them, that's getting close to 10%.
Right, right. I mean, Bobby,
that's a big...
How many million-dollar homes sold in 2021, Chad wanted to know?
Oh, it was 7.
June of 2021. Wow.
Right, right, right.
And even when we started this show, you know, for as long as you've been around, you'd see, you know, maybe one or two a month, and sometimes you'd see zero. And now, I mean, 11. That speaks to where two things. We have a lot of high-end neighborhoods going in, but also values have gone up tremendously.
Bobby, so, do you have the cash number for June? Or what percentage of it was cash?
I'll pull that up in one of the breaks and try to give you the number on that. I don't have the specific number, and I should have pulled that up. Right. I have a ton of numbers here, but I didn't have the cash. But you know, me and you both probably surmised that it's gone up a little bit, the percentage.
I think so.
Because we're seeing that anecdotally in our own deals and the Lewis team. I've seen several cash deals lately as a percentage-wise higher than what we would see before. On the sales price side of it, average sales price for June, it's still up year over year tremendously. Our average sales price in June was $550,379. And from June of 2021, the average was $471,000.
Wow.
So that's a 15% increase year over year on the average, and the average list price in June is tapering down a little bit. It's up year over year, but the percentage, our average list price in June was $630,000, and in June it was $590,000, so that's a 6.8% increase. So that's not as drastic an increase as the actual sales price. It was up 15%. But I did something I haven't done recently on the show, is I pulled up the May number again too, so we could see what happened since just May. And actually, for the first time in several years, I would say, we're down from May. The May average sales price was 568, and in June it was 550. So although we're up year over year, the average sales price in May, from May to June, fell 3.1%.
Okay.
So that's an interesting number, considering how high we've been going in a while.
Bobby, you may have said this already, but year over year, June 2021 versus June 2022, we had 114 this year. What was the June sales last year?
158.
158.
And you know, there's more to go into this show, but if you guys remember last year on the, or last month on the show, I can't remember the exact attending number, but we were all shocked of how few attended in,
We were pacing 84 when we had the show last month.
Do you want to hear the number, what it is right now, what we're pacing this month?
Yeah.
50.
Oh!
June 1st to June 20th, 50 single family homes attended. And to give you perspective on that, June 1st to 20th, 21, 102. Now that's our pending. So, and for those out there in Radio Land listening, pending is when somebody goes in and they make an offer, they put a deposit down, the buyer and seller agree, it hasn't closed yet, they either haven't gone to the title company and paid, the cash amount or finished the loan with Chad, but we've pended 50 this month, which is a low number. Again, it goes back to though where interest rates are, I think, because that has slowed the buyer market down. All in all, though, year over year, we're still up. So I don't know if that gives you a good idea of where we're at with the market right now. There are some optimistic things we can pull out of this and some pessimistic things. But the good news with the overall market is, again, we're talking last month about the differences between now and 2008. When we had the crash back then, so many people were in 100% loans. Loans were coming up to adjust. We don't have much of that at all. Also, people are locked in right now into very low interest rates in general, 2-3% on their mortgage. So there's less likelihood. We're not seeing people dropping their houses at this point. Why would they when the values are up and they're in at a good rate? So.
Bobby, I've got one of those. That's a great questions for you.
if you do say so yourself.
Yeah. Well, it's no secret there are a lot of new real estate agents in all three markets: Kingman, Bullhead City, and Lake Havasu City. What do you tell those people who are new to the business, who may be, you know, what have I gotten myself into, and they're thinking about getting out of it? What do you do during these times when it slows down a little bit?
Wow, that's a great question.
And I don't know if everybody, I see some funny pictures of on Facebook recently where people post a one realtor with their head exploding, and it says they were in the business 2 years, and then they show another realtor that went through 2008, and they're just sitting back having a glass of wine. The market changed significantly. We've been doing this a long time compared to what we've dealt with when it crashed, when we had the housing crisis. I mean, this is a doable thing. But at the same time, when you have 50 pendings in a period of July 1st to July 20th, and you have about 800 agents in the marketplace, in Havasu, for instance, you can see how it gets challenging. I don't see a terrible, terrible situation ahead with housing, though, because we have a housing shortage, and even with how terrible the numbers are in one regard into what's pended and gone into escrow recently, our inventory is up, and we'll get to it later, but it's not a ridiculous number. We're still in a couple months' supply of inventory. So as long as the inventory doesn't completely explode, and it has gone way up from where we were with the COVID issues in the last couple of years, but it's still a very low number, and that just speaks to the housing shortage, and it speaks to a lot of the, everything we're buying, whether it's a pen or a tool at Home Depot, or there's not enough. So, and we still have that in housing.
Hey, Bobby, I was reading an article in the Scotsman Guide this morning, and it kind of piqued my interest. I did just the headline, or the, you call it headline, right? Just the headline caught me. It said single family slowing holds down June construction. So single family slowing. Yeah. So no. I get the Scotsman's Guide is an industry newspaper for us. So single family slowing holds down June construction. So do you think because the market has slowed down that construction has slowed down, and if construction slows down, maybe we'll get better construction pricing, or maybe is the supply chain issue still going to be a problem? Or
that's a great question. That's a great
crystal ball time.
That goes to economic issues too. They raised interest rates to slow things down, to slow down inflation. So, and I'm not an economist. I mean, but in the Havasu market, you can see what they did by raising interest rates. It has done exactly what they're trying to do. It slowed it down. We also came back 3% on prices month over month from May to June. So you would think if it slows things down, then there's less demand, and supply and demand where they cross, it lowers, and then you have lower prices. I think that's the goal, to stop the inflation and in housing. But again, I'm not an economist, but it does what just since this year, we've seen interest rates go way up that Chad's talked about. I'm sure he'll talk more about during the show, but it's definitely slowed the housing market down. And by doing so, pricing has slowed down.
So we're building back better.
Oh, boy.
Oh, man. You don't want to go there with that hornet's nest.
Yeah.
All right, Bobby, we're going to go to break. And
Absolutely. We
really appreciate you joining us on the phone. It's Bobby Lewis from Remax by the Lake. The Lewis team.
Love those
guys. Yeah, and I love these guys. Chad Hansen, founder and CEO from Mojave Mortgage. Of course, it's the Real Estate Power Hour.
Boom!
All right. Yeah, we're going to take it to break. This one's for you, Bobby. We're going to play some John Denver going out.
Oh, my favorite.
All right. Back with more in a moment. Stay with us on Speak Out. Rocky Mountain High, Colorado. Rocky Mountain High, Colorado.
Kiss me and smile for me. Tell me that you'll wait for me. Hold me like you'll never let me go.
This one's for the Bobby Chad bromance. Plus, Bobby does his own flying. So it kind of had to play this one for you, Bobby.
Who wrote this song, John Denver or Peter, Paul, and Mary?
You know, I don't know. Do you know that, Bobby?
I think Peter, Paul, and Mary, or even somebody else, but John Denver was after the bat.
Right.
If only we had a little machine in our hand that we could look up things and get answers to. That would be... I think I'm going to invent that.
You're killing me, Smalls. Speak Out, brought to you in part by Mojave Mortgage.
Love those guys.
Exactly. Bradley Chevrolet and Bradley Ford. Horizon Community Bank. GDK LLC. Springberg Wealth Management. And, of course, Patio Paradise. And if you missed any part of this show... go to KNTRtalk.com and check out the archives. You need to check out the archives from yesterday's show. We had two high school students who went to Alabama for a national and world finals fishing tournament from Havasu. They represented Arizona. They were the number one team in Arizona for high school fishing.
I can't even catch a dang fish.
But it was a really good, I came out of that one feeling like a total amateur on the water when it comes to fishing, I'll tell you that. The archives are also on the Lake Havasu City app, available at the Google Play and Apple iStore. We got to give Alyssa Zawisa a shout out for building that app. She's going to be on the program on August 2nd, by the way.
Oh, is she?
Yeah, she's coming back, going to tell us what's going on. She's got the cash games. A lot of it's going to charity this next time, local
cool.
charities. So,
Very
yeah,
cool.
yeah, we're going to have Alyssa
What's the name
on.
Of that app again? Paul, I need to get that on my phone today.
It's the city you live in, the Lake Havasu City app.
Yeah, thank you.
It's a very good app. There's a lot of good local events that are announced in there that you may not otherwise know about.
Gotcha.
And Chad's a sponsor, so. Yeah.
I was actually her first advertiser.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
I believe I was the first. Right. I was at least in the first three for sure.
So, Bobby, I was going to get into the mortgage end of it probably in the next half hour, but I want to find out about inventory. We didn't really talk. We talked a lot about sales, but not about inventory. What's going on with that?
Yeah, and that's really the last part. You know, all these things are intertwined, and inventory has gone up tremendously, but historically it's still low. So I'll give you the full number. Just June over June, to give the most obvious way to show a percentage, we were, the June inventory was 351 single family active homes for sale versus June of 2021 with 189. That's an 85.7% increase. So inventory's exploded. And as of today, I had Julie pull it up this morning for me. The actual inventory as of today is still up even a little further. We're at 386 as of today. And, you know, we sold 114 in June. That gives you several months of inventory now. You're still 2-3 months of inventory. 3 months isn't a terrible market by any means. It's still a good market, or at least a stable market. But inventory has gone up. And that's what leads to a little bit back of pullback on pricing, because if you have 386 on the market and a few of them penned every day, there's going to be some of those 386 that really want to sell their house. Mm-hmm. And so the way they get their house to sell is they get more competitive with their pricing. So when we had a shortage of inventory, sellers could just keep raising their price because they had more buyers than listings. Right now, we're starting to go the other way, and that's why you're seeing the comeback. But that would be the story in inventory as of right now.
Is there still that feeling that when you put your house up for sale, it's going to be grabbed right away? What's the waiting time right now? Is there an average waiting time? Do you guys keep track of that?
On market.
On market. Thank you.
June was showing 22 days on the market, but it's changing for sure. And to answer your question, sellers, when we're meeting with potential listings, this is where Chad was talking about people adjusting to interest rates a few months ago. Now sellers are needing to adjust, because we'll go in to list somebody's house, and they're thinking, how many offers are we going to have by the end of the week? And now we're getting to a point where we're getting where it's at least a month, where on average, I would 22 as of June, but I would say it's probably about 30 now. You're looking, it's not the bidding war situation that we were in before. Now, I've seen a few bidding wars still, because it's all based on price. If you underprice a home or price it really aggressively, there's still people looking, and it will go. But in general, as there's more inventory, the days on the market do start to go up, and that's what we're seeing.
Chad,
so not drastic, though. It's not terrible, but going up.
Chad, you sell in other markets, or I'm sorry, you finance other markets as well, Needles, Bullhead City, Kingman, Golden Valley, all that. Are people, I don't know how many first-time home buyers you're dealing with, but are they having a difficult time coming up with down payments for these high prices?
Well, percentage-wise, working with first-time home buyers, mm-hmm. we have a far larger percentage in Bullhead, Golden Valley, and Kingman than we do in Lake Havasu.
See, that's what I thought.
Yeah, yeah. So we don't have a lot of first-time home buyers here in Havasu. Not to say that they're not, that we don't have them,
right.
But we just see a larger percentage outside of Havasu.
I was asked by somebody who owns a local business, he and his father, and he was talking about, you know, he just recently got married, they're looking for their first home, and not to rent a home, you know, they want to buy a home, and it's just coming up with the down, and the prices, and that sort of thing. There's a lot of people in that situation that are facing difficulties.
Well, you can buy a house with as little as 3% down, and there are down payment assistance programs, but what we have seen on the down payment assistance programs as of late, because the interest rates have gotten, well, I hate to say out of control, but they, you know, they're higher than what they were even 3 months ago. We're seeing that the down payment assistance programs don't meet qualified mortgage guidelines.
Really?
I haven't run one in a while. That was probably about a month and a half ago, and it's like the program is not even in existence right now. But what a lot of people don't know is that if you get outside of Havasu and you go to Kingman, Golden Valley, there are 100% finance type loans. You can do a USDA loan. Most of Kingman is USDA. So those are zero down type products. So there are products out there that can help for first time home buyers for sure. Just call us and we'll let you know what we got going on. I mean, it changes kind of every month.
Bobby, what are you hearing about that new development in Havasu Heights? When does it look like people will be able to get into those neighborhoods and start buying up property?
I think we're still a little ways out. I don't have all the details out on that at the moment, but I think that's in play, but we've got a little ways to go.
Okay.
Before we're going to be seeing that.
Okay, perfect.
Didn't they released a bunch of lots out there or something, right?
Yeah, 1,000.
Well,
1,000 lots. Yeah, and it's all on county land, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is there any idea how much they're going to go for per acre, or is it going to be minimum acreage or anything like that?
Yeah,
does anybody know?
You know,
if somebody knows, just call into the show. It's 854-KNTR, 928-854-5687. Just because Bobby's on the phone doesn't mean we can't take phone calls.
Well, you know how Christensen's out there listening. He probably knows.
He's our third listener.
That's right. There's three people that listen to the show, and they're on the show, and then there's Hal. So I love that. All right, hey, guys, we're going to take a short break, and I picked out some madness for you. Remember the song Our House? Bobby?
We should make this our theme song.
Yeah.
I was thinking about that. Plus, it's real estate related,
yeah.
Right? All right, back with more in a moment. Going out with some madness, and that's not to be confused with Loudness. Remember them?
No, I don't, actually.
the Japanese metal band, Loudness.
Don't know.
All right, back with more in a moment. We've got Bobby Lewis from the Lewis Team, Remax by the Lake, and Chad Hansen, founder and CEO of Mojave Mortgage.
Love those guys.
On the Real Estate Power Hour.
Boom!
All right, stay with us. We'll be right back. Hang on, Bobby.
See you guys.
See them up with a small kiss. She's the one they're going to miss in lots of ways.
Listen, Buster, you better start to move your feet to the rockin'est, rock-steady beat of madness. One step beyond.
Talk about the vintage days of MTV right there, right?
That's right. Madness.
Madness! Gotta love it. From England, and that's a big sound right now, that ska sound.
Well, it's never gone away.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
They kind of never gone away.
It was in the 60s and that, but they kind of brought it back, and then, it never went away. Yeah, exactly. Speak Out, brought to you in part by Horizon Community Bank, Mojave Community College, Sun Power by Esme Electric, the Lewis Team, Remax by the Lake. Love those guys.
Sorry, I wasn't paying attention.
He was entranced in the saxophone there.
I was.
That's with team leader Bobby Lewis and Julie Lewis. And our newest sponsor, Les Olson IT, your company's one source for office technology. Go to lesolson.com/Kingman. Les Olson, OLSON.com/Kingman. Helps if you spell it right, Paul. All right. Welcome back to the Real Estate Power Hour.
Boom!
Chad Hansen here in the studio, and of course, Bobby Lewis, part of the brains of the Lewis team. I don't know, is he the brains of the Lewis team?
Well, he definitely isn't the looks, I'll tell you that.
Bobby Lewis in a super secret location in a blue state that's east of here. So there you have it. All right, so Chad, you were just telling us a really interesting story. Interest rates, of course, no secret, they've gone up. But there are those scenarios where you can still get a pretty good rate.
There are, yeah. I was telling a story off the air to Bobby and Paulie about how we had a buyer who was doing a secondary residence. Perfect scenario, putting a large amount of money down, and we were able to secure him an interest rate of 5.5% on a secondary residence. Now, he had talked to three other investors, which I highly encourage that you shop your mortgage, and they were all over 6%. So we're typically beating our competitors by about a half of a percentage point. Not on all scenarios, but typically on most scenarios. And once again, I've talked about this many, many times before, and it's like kicking a dead horse, but interest rate has a direct correlation to what the company's margins are. So we keep our margins more competitive than anybody in town, and more competitive, it's certainly bigger than the big box Rocket Depots. So, securing that interest rate for him was pretty substantial, because right now, even on a single family residence, if it's just a rate and term, say refinance or a purchase at 80% loan to value or 20% equity, the numbers today are about 5.337 on a primary residence.
So, and what did you say you got that percentage for that?
Five and a half. We were able to lock it at 5.5%. Now, and luckily we did, because this borrower would have not gotten that rate if we wouldn't have acted quickly. So the benefit of having a, you know, a hometown mortgage broker that keeps his finger on the button, if you will. And I mean, I look at these numbers every day. I get text updates every day as to what the market's doing around 6:30. And I keep my eye on this very, very closely. So if I were to do that loan today, it would probably be another quarter of a point higher. So he would have gotten 5.75%. So when I told him, look, we're locking this right now, you know, I made the right call on that one. And that's the great thing about having an independent mortgage broker such as Mojave Mortgage, because we have different rate sheets. We can look at multiple banks. When you're dealing with the local bank or you're dealing with the big box Rocket Depots, they're loan officers, or I like to call them order takers. Mm-hmm. They have one rate sheet. That's it. Whatever their margins are for that day, that's what their rate sheet is. Excuse me. So they don't have options. So when you talk to the bigger companies or even the local banks, they have one rate sheet. That's it. Where we can go into the markets, we play in the real markets, and we can see what's going on, and we can find the best rate for that day, because one of our wholesale partners may have better pricing for that day. Now, our wholesale partners are the same exact thing. Their interest rates are based upon margin. So if they move their margins down and they're willing to take less profit, you're right. Going to get better rates that day. We look at multiple lenders to see who's playing in the market, and that's what we do for our consumers. One thing I did want to talk about, Bobby, this you're probably going to be very excited about this, but just today, the great state of Colorado issued Mojave Mortgage a license. We are now lending. Oh. Well, we all have to get the mortgage. Now I got to get everybody licensed, but the company's now licensed in Colorado. I thought you might find that very interesting, Bobby.
That's mind blowing. I sit here in an undisclosed location.
Very good.
I don't get it. John Denver, we're licensed in Colorado.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Bobby's in a bunker somewhere.
Yeah.
Near a river.
Where's Waldo? Right?
Also, I wanted to, another big announcement, Bobby, I think you will find this one very interesting, is that you no longer have to rely on the local banks for a home equity line of credit, because Mojave Mortgage has just brought the product to market on the broker side.
Wow, that is big news.
Right? Well, you know, and you and I have had these conversations off the air. You've asked me several times about HELOCs, and I had to. Mm-hmm. It took me a while to find one, but we got it now. And I don't think any of the other brokerages in town are offering it yet. So we're the first to market with it. So, you know, with the market shrinking, when I'm kind of driving the ship, if you will, I got to find different opportunities for my salespeople to, you know, help our consumers. And the HELOC is, I think, going to be a big product for us.
Tell people how that works, Chad.
Well, you don't have to touch your first, because a lot of people have first mortgages that are like, if you did your loan with Mojave Mortgage in the last, you know, 2 years, they're down in the twos.
Right.
And that was primarily, we were seeing interest rates, you know, 2.75, 2.8, you know, and that's where we were financing people. So you don't want to touch that first mortgage, but you want an RV garage. So you get a second loan, which is a home equity line of credit, and they're going to be higher rates, but you're not borrowing as much. So if you have a $500,000 primary loan at 2.875%, let's just say, it's tough to refinance that, because you can't, in today's market, you're going to be in the five. So it's tough to justify that. But you want that RV garage, if you can get a home equity line of credit in the fives and you're only borrowing, you know, 57 or let's just say 80,000, you know, it makes sense to do the second.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
That is interesting, though, because people are not, when you're locked in at 2.8, even 3%, people are going to be reluctant. That's why we're probably not going to see foreclosures. Like, if you are in such a low interest rate, it's so desirable to keep that property.
Yeah.
Or to keep that loan.
Right. And I would agree with you 100% on that, Bob. I mean, what you had mentioned when you brought up 2008, you know, I don't think we're going to see, and correct me if you think I'm wrong, but I don't think we're going to see a 2008. And you had kind of touched on this when you were doing your market analysis, is that there's no risky products out there really anymore. They're all, all good loan products.
Like the adjustable rate mortgage.
Well, we're actually, believe it or not, now that interest rates are so high, starting to see the return of the adjustables, but they're not crazy like they used to be. In 2004,
like
2005,
countrywide,
yeah,
and all that, yeah.
Yeah, we were doing, back in those days, mortgage companies were doing a 2-year fixed. So we called them 228. So it'd be fixed for 2 years and then adjustable for 28. But the big kicker was that it had a 5-year prepay. So you know, if you wanted to get out of the loan, you had to pay a prepayment penalty. And most folks, that's what really kind of hurt them, is they're like, well, the loan is adjusting or I have to make a prepayment penalty. And the best advice to have given them back then, if they really could afford the house, because at that point, we were, you know, there were loan products out there that people were buying. If you could fog a mirror, you could buy a house. It didn't matter what your job was. You didn't even have to put it on the application. If you had good credit, you know, they would put you in a house. So those products are all gone. So people have skin in the game. They're not going to – I don't think they're going to walk away. I don't think they're – I think that, you know, are we going to lose some value? Is the market going to correct? Sure. I mean, but that's just the cycle of the real estate market. And you can see what happens, right. What's happening in Bobby's numbers. We're pending 50 right now, right? So – and we only sold 114 in June. So – the market's kind of changing. I think that you're seeing a swing of the pendulum into the more of a buyer's market. Would you agree with that, Bobby?
I think you summed it up perfect. And I'm not someone that goes out there and pie in the sky and I still have PTSD from 2008 being a realtor back then. I really do. We don't have the same dynamics at all. And it's an inflationary market, and a great place to be in inflationary markets is real estate. And all those programs, the way you described it too, Chad, the programs that were in play before 2008, they haven't been, that was all corrected coming out of 2008, whether you like the policies that were made or not, those type of loans have not been in play, and now we're going on, you know, 12 years or so.
Right.
And
so the cycle,
for that
the cycle's overdue, right? I mean,
the cycle's overdue to have a little correction, as we're seeing already just from May to June, as we were talking about. But we don't have – 2008, people were almost motivated to turn in their house because they knew they didn't have any skin in the game. The market was going down. Their rate was going to adjust in the future in not a positive direction. And the only thing – maybe not ethically to do, but – for a lot of people, they looked at it and they go, I'm just going to give it back.
Right.
And we do not have that type of situation setting up at all.
No,
doesn't mean
I
we're not
going to
have a correction. But
yeah, I would agree with you 100%. And, you know, old salty dogs like, you know, you and I and you know, they've been doing this for a long time. Or, you know, like my processing manager, Tracy. I mean, she's been doing this as long as I have. So we've have meetings. We've talked about this. You know, I saw this coming 8-9 months ago, because I'm trying to look 5 miles out my windshield, right? I've been doing loans a long time. Bobby asked a question about people jumping into the business, you know, and then you talked about their heads exploding and stuff. You know, a lot of the young folks in town that have gotten into the industry over the last, say, 3 years because the market was booming, and then now they're realizing, hey, man, this is kind of over. It's going to be interesting to see how the younger folks that have entered the marketplace, especially here like in Lake Havasu, how they're going to fare. And it's going to be very interesting to watch how they're going to market. What are they going to do? So it's, I think we're going to see an exodus. I think that, you know, some of the ones that don't have the footing that Mojave Mortgage has, I think that there's going to be a lot of retraction in the mortgage industry. Sprout Mortgage 2 weeks ago shut their doors.
Oh,
you're talking about, this is a company that had like 300-400 employees. Loan Depot is laying off 5,000 people.
Mm.
You know, Quicken or Rocket companies, if you will, they're heavily leveraged. I think that they may be in a little bit of trouble. I think that we're going to start seeing a retraction of some of these companies, and maybe even some acquisitions or mergers. My gut is telling me that I think one of the biggest retail mortgage lenders may get acquired by one of the biggest online sellers of real estate.
Oh, interesting.
That's my gut feeling at this point, but I could be wrong. I think we're going to see a lot of movement in the mortgage industry.
So we got about 4, maybe 5 minutes left.
No,
Chad.
We can talk all day.
And I know there's something I want to talk about that happened this morning on a charitable note, but I wanted to find out about commercial loans first, because you do commercial also.
We do small.
Is that slowing down?
Well, you know, believe it or not, we don't do a lot of them, and I haven't done. I can't remember the last time I've done a commercial loan. It is a market that we have a product for, but I don't know. I don't know that side of it. That would be Hal Christensen's expertise.
Okay.
And we know he's listening. So.
Right. So Mojave Mortgage got to reach out again to the community, on the community side of your business, of course. You do a lot in the community.
Now you're gonna embarrass
me. I know it's hard to talk about for you, but there was a school supply drive that you and a real estate company in town were promoting.
No, not at all.
Oh.
No, that's not how it worked.
Okay.
So how it worked.
You take it over.
Right. So how yeah, and Paulie, you throw me on the spot here. How it worked is we found out that one of our business partners, if you will, because we do a business with, you know, real estate companies, real estate agents. That's
That's your bread and butter.
Part of
that's
yeah,
your
right.
job.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, part of our success is because of the real estate agents and because of the real estate brokerages. So, sorry, Bobby, but it was a Realty One. It wasn't it wasn't Remax this time, but Realty One. Jeff Collins over there got involved and wanted to have donations for the teachers because, you know, teachers have a tough time getting school supplies.
Right.
So one of my employees, Jamie Blanchard, approached me. You've met Jamie. She was in the studio once. She's the one who brought it to my attention and said, "Hey, you know, we should do something here." And you know me, anytime I see something that is worthwhile, I'm going to try to get involved. But anyways, so we wanted to make sure that Jeff Collins and his group was successful in their drive. So, yeah, we delivered a lot of school supplies today. And, Bobby, you should have seen it. It was really cool.
I love it.
Well, you did the same
thing. I got to say to people that are listening out there, at first when I used to hear Chad talk about things like this, I'd go, is this real? Does he really do this much for the community? I've never met anyone that does as much for the community as Chad does. It is unbelievable.
Yeah, right.
That's a nice compliment.
This is very similar though to what happened around, was it the holidays? I don't remember where you helped out Haven and
the food bank.
And that was another.
Yeah.
That was another real estate.
That was with Dean Baker's group. We're gonna get Scott McDonald at Remax. We're gonna get him involved somehow.
Right.
We gotta get some charity going with him, you know, cause Bobby's with Remax and Scott's his broker. And, so we'll get something together with them too. But, you know, anytime I see an opportunity to do that, I try, but Paulie, I mean, I don't run around telling, I try to, but it's my job to tell them. I know.
So there you go.
I appreciate that.
Hey, Bobby, is there anything we missed on the real estate side of things that you wanted to get out there?
No, I mean, I think we went, you know, we've had a little bit of pullback, but it's not catastrophic. The numbers are going to be very interesting over the next few months. So make sure you tune in that we're going to see what's going to happen. We're going to know a lot next month to see what happens. Honestly, where we're going.
So if it's turning into a buyer's market like we've established on the show, does that mean that inventory is going to come down just a little bit? You said inventory was going up. Does that mean it's going to level out?
Well, this is going to be the test here. We're depending on if inventory continues to go up, then it becomes more and more a buyer's market. If it levels off, then we stabilize. Right now, it's been growing. And that's going to be the tail, really, is where the inventory goes. So.
All right, perfect. What about you, Chad? Anything you want to add?
You know, once again, shop your mortgage. Shop your mortgage. I can't say that enough. Shop your mortgage, and then call Mojave Mortgage last, because I guarantee you're going to be happy with what we can do for you.
All right, get the number out there.
928-288-2691, and extension 223 is the new sales line, and you never know. You may even get me on the phone.
Oh, perfect. All right. Bobby, get home safely, okay?
We will, and we'll be in studio next month for sure.
All right, and be sure to get Julie home safely. That's your mission right now, okay?
That's my mission. We had a little mishap recently, but it's all good.
All right. All right. We'll catch you when you come back. Thanks, Bobby.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Chad, that's another successful mission.
Every mission with you, Paulie, seems to be successful.
Wow.
With you at the helm.
I don't know where to go with that. So we're going to go to break. Back with more in a moment. I'm Paul LaVoy.
Make no sound. Tiptoe across the floor. If he hears, he'll knock all day. I'll be trapped. And here I'll have to stay. I've done no harm. I keep to myself.
Yeah, says you. All right, welcome back to Speak Out. I want to remind you the Knights of Columbus, number 6442, and Vitalant are hosting a blood drive that is a week from this Friday, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Knights of Columbus Columbian Hall, 186 London Bridge Road here in Havasu. And you want to go to donors.vitalant.org, check the schedule, make your appointment, fill out your your questionnaire online, so you don't have to do it there at the site. You'll be in and out in a half hour, and you donated and helped save three lives with every donation. All right, more questions, or if you have more questions, call 877-258-4825 or go to buytalent.org. And I'm expecting Brian Springberg to be back in the room tomorrow in the Speak Out Kitchen with no sink. And hopefully Brian will be here in person, and we'll take your phone calls as well. And on Friday, we'll have Secretary of State candidate, and he's also the Trump-endorsed Secretary of State candidate, Mark Finchem. And Mark will be calling in. He wanted to come into the studio, but he's about 3 hours away. Or at least he will be on Friday. And it was a better fit by phone, folks. So we're going to have Mark Finchem by phone on Friday, and I'm really looking forward to that interview. All right, Hannity is up next. Of course, it's Karate Man, preceded by Fox News. We'll see you tomorrow on Speak Out. Stay hydrated.
This is KNTR Talk, AJJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM and 106.3, the voice of the free.